823 720 WGN, talking to Joe Ahern, the CEO of the 100 Club of Chicago, and the new president, Mike Maher. There's a couple of events coming up that we really want to get out there. Our first look for charity, the auto show event, that's coming up on February 8th. Tell us a little bit about how everyone can get involved with First Look. This is a really fun event.
Thanks, Andrea. It's a Friday night, February 8th, and this is our eighth year as one of the 18 charities at the auto show, and that Friday night is the night before the show opens up to the general public. It's a black tie gala. They usually have about 10 or 12,000 people there, and it is a really fun night. Just fantastic. And you get to see the cars for the first time, and we have a suite there, and people that buy their tickets for the auto show through the 100 Club, about 90% of that goes to the 100 Club, and it allows us to continue to do our mission. But we have a great turnout, and we had a lot of people come out last year, and we hope that people will take advantage of it. Go on our website, 100clubchicago.org, and get your tickets for the auto show. And I promise you, there's great food and bars.
Oh, it's the best.
It's really a fun night.
It is the best. It goes to a great cause. Number one. Yeah. And number two, the food is fantastic. There's drinks, appetizers, desserts, and I love the fact that you can take your heels off and they give out slippers.
Yeah.
Or you can walk around. That's one of my favorite things about it.
I know. I was walking around in pink slippers last year.
I think it was Cadillac who did it last year. Yeah, they were giving out the slippers. You can't beat that. The 100 Club is a not-for-profit organization that supports the surviving dependents of law enforcement officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel who lose their lives in the line of duty. Joe, you're also going to be speaking at the City Club Luncheon on January 29th. That's always a nice event, too.
It's wonderful, I'll tell you. Jay Doherty has done such a great job with that. It's a public policy forum that has been around for years, but Jay has taken it to a new level where if you want to know what's happening in this town, and that's the place to be. And it's at Maggiano's, right over by Grand and Clark. And I have the privilege of speaking there on the 29th about the 100 Club, and to talk about all the things that we're doing and how we're helping our families of fallen police and fire.
And there's a couple of new initiatives this year we wanted to touch base on, too, before we let you go. Panel discussions with first responder women in leadership positions in both police and fire. And that perked my ears immediately.
Yeah, Andrea, we have watched over this past year, especially in 2018, with all the tragedy and violence that we've seen, and so many times that our police officers, you'll hear about a negative story, and it's hard to imagine how difficult this job is for them. And so we want to elevate that. We want people to know what a commitment it is by our police officers and our firefighters. And it's a commitment for the entire family. And especially now with women that are in police and fire. I was at today, there was 315 new graduates of the Chicago Police Academy, and so many young women are also, stepping up to give back and help protect our community. And so we're going to put a special focus on that this year with panels, with women in leadership positions in both police and fire to talk about the job and talk about the how difficult it is, but also how they're giving back to make our community a better place to live. And then also technology. With all the new technology that is taking place, it's helped to make our streets safer and to help our police officers, but it doesn't take away how difficult this job is.
Absolutely, and it was a beautiful ceremony today. We have to give props to Michael Heidemann, our producer. His brother today was part of that ceremony. So we thank him for his tireless work.
Congratulations, yeah.
Big thumbs up. Michael was posting some pictures online, so thank you to your brother, and it's wonderful. And thank you again, the 100 Club. How can people get involved if they want to learn more about the 100 Club, make a donation, get their first look for charity tickets, which everybody should do, or see you speaking at the City Club, Joe? How do we get involved?
Well, go to 100clubchicago.org, and go online and make a donation, or please join the 100 Club, and you'll find out about the many events that we have throughout the course of the year. We have about 100 events, both big and small, and we'd love the people to come out and support our organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I looked up the First Look Chicago website today to make sure how easy it was, and you just put in your name, buy your tickets, and you select your charity, and the 100 Club is one of the top charities there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And you're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well.
Right.
At 100
sure,
Club.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Mike, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to all the men and women of the police and fire department and first responders who are just, again, putting their lives before all of ours. So
thank you.
And thanks for the work you do.
No, thanks so much for being so supportive of our mission.
Absolutely. We'll have more after this on 720 WGN. 837 720 WGN. It's me, Andrea Darlis, with you until 10 o'clock, then Patty Vasquez, then Nick DiGilio. Wanted to thank our friends from Chicago Culinary Kitchen, Greg and Christina Garbo, for basically feeding all our guests tonight. We've had guests since 7 o'clock. You're still hanging out having your barbecue. So props to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
So we are open only on Saturdays and Sundays. We open at 11 a.m. The line starts around 10.
Yeah, I've seen the line.
Yeah. Well, first person in line gets a free beer, and then we kick them back out.
There you go.
So it's a little bit of a reward, and then it's like, get back outside.
Get back outside, yep.
But everything is made fresh for that day and time to be done at 11 a.m. And when we're sold out, we're sold out. That's usually around 2 p.m.
And where are you located?
Northwest Highway in Quinton.
In Palatine.
I'm telling you guys, you have something special going on at Chicago Culinary Kitchen. What is the, I know you can't give it completely away, but what is the secret to a good barbecue? Doesn't have to totally be spicy.
Passion.
Really?
Passion.
That's an interesting answer.
Let the meat shine through.
Okay.
We don't sauce anything. We've worked on the spice and rubs to let the meat shine through, and that's what we do.
Is it low and slow?
Certain things are low and slow, and certain things are hot.
That's the only thing I know.
Well, it depends on what cut of meat we have, you know, and how we're cooking it then. But that's the whole reason that we're open for the 2 days a week, so that you get the freshest barbecue. So there's nothing hidden. There's no sauce on it. And, you know, we have some amazing specials, too, that we do.
If someone's only in town for one day and they can only come in and get two things, what would you have to say you have to get?
Most of our customers who are in town, or even our regular customers, never get just two things. They order basically their favorites off the main menu, which is the Texas barbecue menu, and
brisket.
Then they do the specials.
Brisket.
Yeah. The brisket's amazing. It's Texas barbecue.
Is that what you brought tonight?
No, a prime rib.
Oh, my God.
We smoked a prime rib.
Do you know we were sitting in here, I know because you guys got here a little while ago, and we smelled it as it was coming off the elevator. I've never just smelled anything so delicious in my life.
That always happens because it just goes right through the cooler.
Oh, my God. And how do you get people, how do you get the lines? I mean, people just hear about it word of mouth?
Yeah, we haven't really advertised. It's been word of mouth.
Yeah.
Basically, we've only advertised on Facebook.
Really?
So we do also classes, barbecue and craft beer paired classes.
Okay.
Barbecue and bourbon paired classes, and a pork and cork, which is a wine and barbecue paired class.
Now, I love to make ribs at home. Obviously, it's nothing like what you have at Chicago Culinary Kitchen, but would you do a rub first? And I have different family members who make ribs different ways. My uncle always broils them first. And then I have a cousin who just puts the rub on and throws them right on the grill. So what's the best way to get the best
ribs
taste?
Are the really simplest. They're one of the simplest things that we do. They just go in the pit, and then halfway through the cook, we'll re-season them again. So that this way, they're never over-salty or anything like that. Because, you know, once you over-salt something, you can never take it back.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
But ribs take about 4 hours to cook. But that's a low and slow item because we use a St. Louis style rib.
And when should you put the sauce on?
We don't sauce.
It's all rub.
Yeah.
No kidding. All right, if you're going to put barbecue sauce on it, again, would you put it on toward the end of the cooking?
Yeah, right at the end, about 10, 15 minutes out, then you can put it on there and cook on there. Remember, a lot of barbecue sauce has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So if you put it on to begin with, that will all burn.
Oh, right.
So we just want to wait a little while until the end, and then it will stick to that as well.
And I think I saw a baked potato bigger than my head.
They're 1-pounders.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, they're delicious.
The sides go with barbecue, right? I mean, baked beans, whatever it might be?
We do pit beans, which is going to be an 18-hour, basically, baked bean. It's got bacon in it and pulled pork.
Oh, my God. You said 18 hours, right?
18 hours.
We smoke them, yeah. We also do esquites, which is Mexican street corn, but it's in a cup.
I love that.
Yes.
Is that cheese and butter?
It's cheese, butter, lime juice, a little bit of butter, and cotija cheese, Hatch chilies and sweet onion. And then we also have an effin' mac and cheese, which the F stands for Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I was going to say, is it like EFFEN?
No, you know, people come up and order, you know, the effin' mac and cheese. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just smile. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But the F stands for the Flaming Hot Cheetos that we put on top.
Oh, that's the best. You guys, thank you so much for being here and feeding all of our guests tonight. One more plug, Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Tell us the address and how we can find you on social.
773 Northwest Quentin Road in Palatine.
Okay.
And it's www.chicagoculinarykitchen.com. Emails info@chicagoculinarykitchen.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
No, Twitter. Twitter's too much work.
Okay, we'll just do Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook is Chicago Culinary Kitchen, and Twitter is...
CCK Kitchen.
There you go.
Just keep looking for those great pictures of barbecue. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Best prime rib in the Chicago area. It's Greg and Christina Garbo from Chicago Culinary Kitchen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
More after this on 720 WGN.